This is Twit.
Quonk, this is actually called the Qualcomm CapNap. It's the Qualcomm Snapdragon Tech Summit. And that's they great. Did announce the 845, but I think they got scooped just a little teeny weeny bit by Microsoft, which announced that finally WOA is here, Windows on ARM.
Yeah, well, they did that announcement here, right? And so there are 3 days of keynotes, so 3 days of announcements. There'll be a third day tomorrow, which will focus on the 5G stuff and some of the other initiatives they're working on. But the big news today was the 845, which is obviously the next generation mobile processor. And the big news yesterday, at least from my perspective, there was more to it than this, but from all of our perspectives at Windows Weekly, was the announcement of the first Snapdragon-based Windows 10 PCs.
So who are the manufacturers, and when do we get them, and how much?
Yeah. You may recall a little bit of rumor or news, as we might have called it, in December 2016, that the first ARM-based PCs would arrive in December 2017. And so we've announced them, but they're not actually shipping now. So the two that we know about are the HP Elite X2. And HP, by the way, sells an Elite X2 today that's based on Intel chipsets and so forth. And I'm sure they're going to update that. Probably announce it at CES, and it will look like the version that they showed off here. But the one they showed off here is thinner and lighter and gets better battery life, and it's based on Qualcomm chipsets. And also an Asus device as well. We know that Lenovo is going to announce something next month at CES. We know that other PC manufacturers have said that they're on board with this initiative, so we can expect to see those devices probably at CES, right? I think that would be the obvious time frame for those announcements. We've got Don McGuire coming out later from Qualcomm, and I have some questions. I have some questions in general. I have some questions for him sort of in the wake of this announcement, right? Because in some ways, there were a couple of surprises. one of them has to do with the timing, right? So here we are at the end of 2017. We've announced Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor-based PCs. They've announced an 845, right? And so how does that work? And also the fact that these devices run Windows 10S exclusively, at least so far, which was a surprise to me, because I feel like
that's disappointing.
There's two sides to that.
Upgradable to Windows 10 Pro.
For a fee, for $50, or for free?
For free for a limited time. And in Asus's materials, they said till September 2018, which is longer than what Microsoft has said.
So this is kind of like the Surface laptop then. This is...
I think that's fair.
Is there a reason why Windows 10S for these ARM devices?
Well, see, that's we're going to ask that question because I'm a little confused. But I would say, you know, when you think about the future of the PC and then you look at it from Microsoft's perspective, from like sort of a platform perspective, there are two big initiatives and three if you want to divide the second one into two parts. The first is Windows 10S, right, which is the simpler non-legacy version of Windows 10, smart. But not necessarily ready right, you know, today for everybody. There's the Always Connected PC initiative, which brings always on connectivity, better battery life, instant on, and so forth. And then you get the Qualcomm piece of it, where you get really sharp improvements in battery life and instant on performance, for example. So I sort of viewed these things as three separate things. In some ways, what we're seeing here is a combination of at least two of those. So that was a little unexpected. It's kind of interesting, but that's something we should talk to Qualcomm about.
Yeah, I think my guess is 10S is the reason they're going with 10S, or the reason they'll say they're going with 10S is for the battery, right? So they'll say, we've already shown that 10S gets longer battery life than any version of Windows 10, so that's why we put it on there.
It's also what I think of as like the reliability of that kind of thing. In other words, when you limit the experience to the store apps, essentially, you have a sort of a guarantee of how those things are going to behave on the system. Whereas if you start introducing x86 apps, even on Intel, right, there's a lot of unreliability there, depending on the apps you're running. And when you add the emulation factor on Qualcomm, it's kind of an unknown. And I think a lot of us are particularly interested in testing that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think obviously what everyone's shooting for here is the best possible experience. And when you think about the way that Microsoft has marketed Windows 10S, a Qualcomm-based PC kind of fits into that very nicely because those customers, in Microsoft's eyes, value those things that are inherent to the system, you know, the reliability, the battery life, and the consistency.
Will all the new hardware run on an 845, or are they going to use some?
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope. 835 for what they've announced. Yeah.
Yeah. So, right. That is what they've announced. Although,
That's based on the older Snapdragon.
Yeah. Based on a comment that was said on stage today, there will be 845 based systems at some point, right? I don't know if that means 6 months or 9 months or a year or whatever, but that appears to be in the cards as well. Mm-hmm. But not right away, right? The first gen.
I mean, I shouldn't even say older. 835 is the current Snapdragon, mm-hmm. and 845 is the next generation, coming next generation. Yep. What are their specs? 8 gigs of RAM, 4 gigs. What kind of hardware are we going to get here? Man.
Yeah, the basic is 4 gigs. I'm sorry, go ahead, Mary Jo.
I was just going to say the Asus one. They said 4 gigs of RAM, 16 gigs of storage for $599. 8 gigs, 256 gig of storage, $799.
Yeah, and the HP didn't say.
We don't know yet. Right.
I'm not sure on the existing Elite X2, but I'd be surprised if it came with less than 8. I suppose on a system where you're focusing.
I'm sorry. Is it called Elite X2? Because there's an Envy X2, Envy?
Yeah. Okay. I believe it's.
I wasn't sure if there were two different brands, like the Intel and the ARM.
There are. I'm screwing it up. Okay. Yeah, it's Envy X2. Sorry about that.
Envy X2. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. I don't know for sure, but it seems like on the Envy X2, an X86, probably 8 gigs is the minimum, but they might go with 4 in this version because, again, we're kind of optimizing for battery life over everything else. Right. And the type of user that would want this machine is more concerned with that than, say, raw performance.
Do developers have to change their apps? You'd have to recompile everything for Windows on ARM. What does this mean for apps, for software?
If you're a store app, it doesn't mean anything because you get that automatically. Yeah, it's a checkbox. In fact, it's checked by default. And so when you create an app in the store, you know, that's a capability you get. This dates back to the Windows RT days. It's just a phone as well. It's a capability that just exists in the platform. The open question here, though, is, of course, x86, you know, desktop apps that you might download from the internet, Google Chrome, iTunes, whatever. Out of the box, obviously, those things aren't going to run in Windows 10 S. If you upgrade to Pro, they will. And that's, you know, this is the thing I think a lot of people are super interested in, just to see what that looks like, you know, on ARM.
Yeah. And the emulator to me was the thing I was surprised they actually announced and had ready yesterday because they said they were going to do that. But I was thinking because of that threat from Intel over patents that maybe they wouldn't actually have that ready as part of the bat. But it is. And they told me when I talked to them, they said, you know how we do 16-bit Windows on 64-bit Windows with Windows on Windows, you know, the WoW thing? They said we extended that, and that's how we're going to emulate 16-bit Win32 apps on top of ARM.
Right.
And if that you look at the if you look at the diagrams they have, it actually says the WoW abstraction layer is there on top of the emulator. So that is how they're doing it.
But it's consistent. That's this dates back literally 20 years when they made Windows NT and it was platform independent, right? And we didn't, for most of its lifespan, we've been running on Intel basically or x86. But that capability was always there. It was one of the things that made Windows RT a possibility, whatever that was 5-6 years ago. And it's enabling this today as well. Yeah.